We go from fast to feast. Welcome to the Perm Perspective. The Perm Perspective is in honor of our homeland, Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may God protect our brave soldiers and return all the hostages from Gaza immediately. The Perm Perspective is in honor of the Refuah Shleima of Rav Amita ben Shoshana and Hinda Bas Adol. May they have a speedy and complete recovery. The Perm Perspective is in loving memory of Edward ben Ephraim, Shlomo ben Edward, and Yerachmiel Daniel ben Gedalia. May their souls be uplifted and may their memories be a blessing. The Perm Perspective is also in honor of the health of the mind, body, and soul of Yaakov ben Yehudis and success spiritually and physically of Naftali ben Yehudis. The release date of the Purim Perspective for 2024, this episode, coincides with Tinus Esther, the fast of Esther, as we quickly approach the joyous and the happy holiday of Purim. Interestingly, Tinus Esther is unique and differs from all other fast days as demonstrated by this year's schedule that highlights its singularity. According to Jewish law, one may not fast on the eve of a chag of a holiday, nor may they eulogize a loved one who passed on the eve of a holiday. Additionally, if any fast day besides Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos, it is postponed to the following Sunday. And this law applies to every fast day except for Tinus Esther, which is not delayed to the Sunday, but rather observed on the prior Thursday, just as it is this year. The basis behind this unique exception relates to the purpose and meaning of Tinus Esther of this important fast. Unlike other fast days, which have a negative connotation associated with them, like Tisha B'Av, with the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and the murder of millions of Jews, or Yom Kippur, where we atone for our sins, Tinus Esther does not carry any negative undertones. We fast because the nation was unified. The nation fasted for 3 days upon Queen Esther's request. When Mordechai HaTzadik found out about Haman's wicked and evil plan to destroy, to annihilate the Jewish people, he sent a message to Queen Esther, and he told her that she must reveal her identity. She must show her religion to King Ahasuerus and plead for her nation. But initially, Esther was apprehensive. She knew she hadn't been invited to see the king in over 30 days and knew the penalty for approaching the king unrequested. But realizing what she needed to do, Queen Esther informed Mordechai that she would fast for 3 days in preparation and that others should do the same. And this decision underscores the collective strength and the collective faith of the Jewish people, uniting them in prayer and uniting them in purpose. Mordechai HaTzadik gathered the nation and instructed them to fast for 3 days in preparation for Queen Esther's uninvited visit to King Ahasuerus. And we know what happened. Queen Ahasuerus found Queen Esther in favor and led to the salvation and the redemption of the Jewish people. The difference between Tinus Esther and the other fast days is significantly profound as we are experiencing comparable unity. In this unity, we not just find strength, but the reaffirmation of our shared destiny, of our shared identity. Jews worldwide are finding commonality and a collective identity through the lens of how our enemies view us. As demonstrated on October 7th, those who wish to destroy the Jewish people do not discriminate based on the nuances that divide us. To them, our distinctions are irrelevant. The Megillah relates how Haman described the Jewish nation to King Ahasuerus, that there is one nation scattered and dispersed throughout the peoples of your kingdom, of your realm. Haman saw that the Jewish nation was divided. They were segregated and detached from each other, making them weak, making them vulnerable. However, this perception of division was Haman's mistake, underestimating the unbreakable spirit and deep bond that connects Jewish people across distances and across differences. Mordechai HaTzadik answered Haman and Russia with open unity, with open solidarity. He assembled 24,000 children to beg God for mercy, to beg God to save the Jewish people. And as we know, those prayers of those children came through and we experienced a celebration that we still celebrate today in the Purim story. The Purim story teaches us a powerful lesson that is all too easy to forget amid our daily struggles. In unity not only lies our survival, but our ability to thrive in the face of adversity. When we are united, our potential is limitless, and we are capable of achieving miracles like those experienced by the Jewish nation during the Purim story. Bayamim ahem, in those days, bizman hazeh, in these times. The Megillah details the salvation and redemption with the miracles that the Jewish people experienced. And the Jewish people experienced light, gladness, joy, and honor. May we all experience the same light, happiness, and joy, and strive to fill our world with godliness that it so desperately needs to bring about the ultimate redemption. Have a joyous and meaningful Purim.